Hey guys, this episode of The Read Live in Seattle is brought to you by our good friend Tristan Walker and the folks over at Bevel. Bevel, of course, is the home of the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. Kifuri uses it, my brother uses it, they love it, and you can love it too. Start shaving smarter and say goodbye to razor bumps with Bevel today. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about it later in the show, but this week, the first 100 people to sign up get their first month of Bevel absolutely free, and that offer is only going to be available for 48 hours after this show airs. So go straight to getbevel.com and use promo code FREETHERead at checkout to get your first month free. That's getbevel.com and code FREETHERead at checkout. The first 100 listeners only, so head now. Now let's get to the live show.
I can't deal with that fucking thing. That's really a product y'all sell here.
Brought it right across the street. Thanks a lot. So I am Russell Wilson.
Okay. So then I'll be Marshawn Lynch. That's it. That's it. Welcome to the Read Seattle, y'all.
Shout out to Marshawn Lynch for smuggling chicken wings to practice in his socks.
Yes.
Marshawn Lynch. That's my type of black.
Forever be a legend for that. So.
So thanks a lot for coming.
It is so good to see all y'all here.
Speaking
tonight
of Sierra.
Who said anything?
Oh, we did.
Okay.
So typically we do black excellence at the top of these shows.
Yeah. That call follows me.
You meant that. I appreciate it.
Thank you for that. That was earnest.
Did we ever do Viola Davis?
We
didn't get a chance to talk
about it. No, because we haven't been in the studio in so long.
Right.
So
there, Viola Davis is the shit.
Absolutely. Queen Viola Davis.
How great is it that she's fucking the shit out of Jean Grey from X-Men?
I can't deal with that.
The moment that she walked in, I was like, oh my God, Jean Grey in a good storm. Like, can you imagine? They should have just made Viola Davis, like, why can't Storm just be chocolate? What's wrong with that?
I don't know what you're saying. So.
X-Men and, never mind.
Mm-mm.
So.
No, I don't know. That's not my ministry at all.
Well, this weekend, why is your penis in a dead girl's phone?
How to Get Away with Murder is so good. It is so good.
It's
I'm obsessed.
Good.
I can't wait every week, so.
And that nigga from Harry Potter is just out here to kill everybody. He had one line in Harry Potter and he's taking his vengeance.
That's right.
Okay, where do we start? Do you want to start with some good news?
Yes.
So Beyonce made $6 million in Vegas. Damn right.
Clapping for somebody else's money. That's so nice. Y'all clap like y'all got some.
I've always wondered why you never like hear Beyonce doing like more private shows or like appearances. And I just assume it's because she's a private bitch. I appreciate that about her. But then I guess it also is, you know, people's inability to afford it.
Right. Was this a birthday party?
What? I don't know what. Happy birthday to that motherfucker
right?
If it was.
Whose husband signed off on a $6 million payment?
I don't know, but I hope that bitch gets left and he marries me. Because if you just got a cold $6 million to be
right.
Like, hey,
and
Beyonce.
I bet it was for like all of 45 minutes. I
right.
know Blue Ivy didn't have her there longer than an hour, bitch. $6 million or no. And you gonna run me my money up front. Make sure.
It was the Mrs. Carter pop-up, not the show. It's just like, just give me your little taste and I'm about to leave.
Woo.
So that's literally all the good news I've got. And not good news for me at all because I still have rent.
Every
and
month.
Not $6 million. Soul food. Have you heard about, okay, so apparently Fox 2000 and George Tillman Jr. Actually, I don't even know if he's a part of it yet, but they're working on a sequel to Soul Food.
No. Why?
Called More Soul Food.
It's bad enough that you fuck with our classic black cinema, but then the disrespect about just sticking more at the front.
You couldn't even just call it Soul Food too. Like, we don't want to see it anyway, but then to call it, like, you could have called it Seconds. You could have called it all kinds of shit.
You could have said, like, some kind of tagline. Anything could have gone there. Leftovers are always better. You niggas could have got creative with it. Just more soul food. And I bet it's going to be some bullshit. They're going to bring a bunch of light-skinned girls to come
Thank you.
And ain't no Biggie Mama no more. What you going to do? Bring her ass
Big
back?
Big Mama is dead. She been dead since 1997.
And she was the whole story. Like, her death and the fallout was the whole reason there was a story. What the fuck are they going to bring up now?
Vivica going to die next.
See?
Didn't they do that in The Best Man or whatever? They had that sequel. And then one of those girls just randomly died and everybody was in there crying. And I was looking at them niggas like, if you don't dry your black ass eyes.
Who's directing it? Tyler Perry? Because if he is, then you know somebody's dying and probably of AIDS because that's his favorite.
More than likely.
Somebody's going to start coughing like Janet did.
Tyler don't even give the girls PrEP. He doesn't give them anything. Nothing. Nope. Just AIDS. Just you got
to
have AIDS.
Nothing happens to anybody but AIDS.
Like, my God, what the fuck is your problem? He's so irresponsible. You know I don't like that nigga. Jesus.
This is gonna
anyway,
be
I imagine it's going to star like Carucci and Tiana Taylor.
Yes, right.
And like, you know, half the cast of Power and whoever the fuck else. I don't want to see it.
It's
Keep
going to
it.
Be terrible. It's just, why? Don't fuck with a good thing. We've all seen Soul
Thank
Food.
You.
We all love it. Don't fuck with that memory. Y'all niggas have got to come up with a new story.
Thanks.
Start writing something. Shit.
My
don't, you
God.
Ain't got to remix every fucking thing. Do something new.
At this point, they're just charging you for nostalgia. Because they're just saying, like, you know you remember this goddamn movie. We gonna do some more shit. It's gonna be horrible. But, bitch, you gonna think about the one that you liked. And then you're gonna go watch it on Netflix or Mr. World Premiere.
Yeah.
And you gonna be good. No, I'm not giving you $15, York City, with a fresh $50 bucket of popcorn to go watch some shit.
Fuck it.
With Fly Young Red or whoever the fuck in. I don't want to watch it. And leave The Color Purple alone. You know they're coming for The Color Purple next. You know
no,
they're coming for The Color Purple
won't.
Next.
Now listen, that is one movie directed by a white man that I will fight you over.
Look.
Don't do it to The fucking Color Purple, bitch.
It's only a matter of time.
Don't
I can
do it.
Feel it in my Shondo. I know it's gonna happen. They're gonna try and tell the story of what happened to Celie's kids in Africa, or like, it's just, I don't, just, no.
I hate
Speaking
this.
Speaking of Celie, Whoopi Goldberg apparently had a meltdown.
Celie.
Is this like, I have been completely offline, so all of this is fresh to me. I spent a good 2 or 3 hours laughing at these niggas this morning. So, have you heard about this?
No, I have no idea what you're about to say.
So, Whoopi Goldberg, who is a part of this unfortunate program called The View.
It is the worst.
Apparently, this is so dramatic and dumb. Apparently, they have meetings or had meetings for the Hot Topics, which Whoopi usually moderates, I guess, because who watches that goddamn show? And anyway, so she has, I guess, in her contract, which is solid, she has it to where she kind of has, like, I guess, makes the decisions on what topics they use and they don't or whatever. And so some brand new woman by the name of Candy Carter... No relation. She's apparently their new, like, consulting producer. She was at the helm of this. I'm reading this. This is a quote. At the helm of the summer's pilot talk show, Ice Tea and Cocoa.
Oh, no. So. All right. And what are we supposed to glean from that?
So you went from iced tea and cocoa to consulting for The View, and nobody was like, nah. Like, no one thought twice. Anyway, Candy apparently is giving them a hard time, according to this story, if it's true anyway. And so they moved the meetings for the Hot Topics from 9 o'clock up to 8:30 in the morning, which is outside of the time that Whoopi is contractually obligated to be there. Which
That's
means
fucked up.
They knew that that bitch was not going to show up for the meeting
right.
at all. So she apparently had a bit of a meltdown backstage when she found out.
Oh, God.
And yelled things like, I's a slave for ABC, who's my master.
Whoa. I's a slave for ABC.
It's 12 years of Whoopi at ABC. I's just the nigger following orders around here.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Old ass black
did.
Women don't give a fuck, man.
And she told Candy, according to this story, allegedly, she told Candy, I don't take orders from your ass. Stay in your lane like you did when you worked at the Oprah Winfrey Show. So the problem...
There's a lot here.
So apparently the reason, because you would imagine, like, what nigga besides maybe someone as legendary as Whoopi Goldberg just gonna be stomping around backstage at white ass ABC
right.
just yelling shit like this. Like, girl, like, they can hear you. I love it. You know, I commend it. I feel like it's a breakdown that I would have myself. I feel like that's some shit I would do, but I'm also poor and have nothing. You
right.
know, it's like, I don't, you know, I have nothing to show for it. So.
I just, but like, Whoopi for what? I mean, I understand you mad that they pushed the meeting up by 30 minutes, but girl, you hollering about being a slave and shit. Like, don't
she
you think
also
you're
has
taking
to work
it a little
alongside
too far?
Raven Simone and these three stranger ass white women.
Oh, hell.
And like.
Well.
What are you supposed to do?
But she consistently sits up there and says dumbass shit.
She
just
does.
Like Raven does. As much as I respect Whoopi and I get that she's like everything, she still be going on TV saying some dumbass shit.
She does.
Co-signing Raven's dumbass.
I don't know what to tell you. Apparently she has it in her contract where she, I think she's supposed to get like, what is it, $5 million?
God damn.
For the 4 years that she signed up for,
to
which is supposed to end in
wrong.
December.
Okay.
But she has a clause in the contract where even if they fire her or if the show gets canceled, they still have to give her her goddamn money.
I have to respect that. I have to respect a woman who's like, I'll do your little raggedy show. But only if my money is guaranteed, bitch. Don't try to play me. Ain't no three-season guarantee. Fuck y'all.
I'm gonna put on my Vans with the wedges in them. And spritz up these dreads.
I'm gonna part these faux locks to the side
That's
and go out
right.
here and ask these
but
white people these motherfucking questions, bitch. In my Afghan. Fuck you.
Apparently now they have it where I guess they're saying the plan is to just let her
All right.
phase off into the end of December and then not invite her back next year. And then they're going to try and, I guess, bring back Sherry Shepherd. Like,
oh,
it's sunk that
Jesus.
Low? Damn. Just let the damn show die.
Let it die.
The talk and the reel and the view and the hail and the whoever, all these other bitches. Like, they
the
done all...
The chat. Everybody got a fucking
The blurb.
Show.
They're all, everybody has the fab life. All of these women have come together for these morning shows. Let The View go.
Yes.
Have Barbara come back and shake Star Jones' hand and like have Yikes. Rosie come back. Just have all of the old, it's got to be 35 of them
right
now.
Just have everybody come back for a farewell episode and let that bitch die. Because nobody
indeed.
Missed Sherry Shepherd's opinion. So if you're reaching down to the barrels of Sherry Shepherd, it's time to take the
Just
show
get
out back.
Hernandez. But that would be everything.
What?
Can you imagine if Jocelyn was on The View with Raven Simone?
Just cancel the show now. Why even spend that money?
It'll take them a minute. They're trying to beat the fuck out of that dead horse, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
speaking of beating dead horses, apparently Ja Rule thinks he's going on tour with Ashanti.
No, see, Ja Rule can't go on tour with Ashanti.
A world tour. The
Ja
world.
Ja Rule can't go on a tour around Brooklyn with Ashanti. Much less a world, because see, the thing about a tour is that people have to buy tickets. Ask Iggy Azalea, she knows. You can plan whatever the fuck you want.
You ain't that.
If people do not purchase a ticket, there will be no show. And that's not, nobody gives a fuck, sir.
Here's what he told Billboard. Me and Ashanti are about to go on a big world tour. Ellipses. Which to me means that they're like, lie.
Right.
And we're putting together a music video and film project with our whole Natural Born Killers tour and EP. It's kind of like a Streets is Watching type of film.
Right. She said it.
No one is watching.
No one is watching.
So my question is, who is investing their money into all of this? Like, who is like, we about to make an album. We're going to pay for venues. We are going to shoot a movie starring y'all in 2015.
Right.
Like, where's the return coming?
Who even cares? Like, the problem is that none of these kids know or give a fuck about Ja Rule and Ashanti. I don't never hear y'all songs on Vine. Little kids don't never be turning up to y'all shit on Instagram. Nobody is going to buy these tickets.
I appreciate Ashanti for scooting across the ground like that on... Do you remember when she performed
on Queen
at, like, the Queen Latifah show?
Yes.
And she did that shit across... I was like, I don't know what this is, but I love it.
She got on the ground and scooted.
That was the end of the... she exited the stage by scooting across the ground.
By getting down and scooting off of it.
Please find it in your leisure time. If you ever have a moment,
okay,
hit up YouTube or somewhere. They're bound to have it.
Y'all go on and book this imaginary tour. Have fun. Get Farrah Franklin to open for you. Did y'all see that video? Did you see this video Farrah Franklin put out?
Who's Farrah Franklin?
All right. I mean, and that's a valid question, so I'm going to just let
you
that go.
You mean Farrah Fawcett?
No, no, no. Not the nice, dead white lady. Remember the girl who was in Destiny's Child for one video?
You mean we could send you your luggage. Her.
Oh.
We could send you your luggage. You remember that?
Yes.
What do you want to do? It's better for you to have your luggage.
It's better for you to get on your flight than not have your luggage. No, it's not. It's not.
And it was. We can send you your bags, girl. Beyonce knew she wanted to. Yeah. Just leave. We don't want you here anymore.
Her face right then was like, I know what I have to do. This bitch has to go.
You know, that was from back then. We don't talk about those days. Can we talk about, though, the Drake and Future album mixtape thing? It brought me warmth momentarily. I really appreciated the effort. I thought that they may have, crashed from all of the hype around it. But it gave me, you know, the trap experience that I was looking for.
Yeah.
You know, records like Diamonds Dancing, which is like, it's truly a spiritual experience.
Right, it is.
You have songs like Plastic Bag that just, again, prove that Drake not only loves strippers, but like appreciates them as like acrobats and entertainers.
Athletes.
He really respects them. And I feel like it's important as a society that we really acknowledge that they work hard, you know? And sometimes they deserve to pick it all up and put it in a plastic
Amen.
Bag. hard to understand a lot of the things Future was saying underneath the mumbo.
That is consistently my problem with Future.
But I mean, I've never noticed today that if you mumble on beat and that beat is good, I'll take it, you know?
And you can be honest with yourself about that. You don't really even need to hear the lyrics, much less know what they are.
I ain't gonna lie to
enjoy the song.
Like, see, the thing is, you go to different artists for a different experience.
That's
why I couldn't digest 7-Eleven the first time that I heard it, because I wasn't expecting her, for her to go all that way, like trap, like down that whole entire trap, where it's like, I don't know what I'm saying. We just gonna spin around and put our hands up, and then our legs too. And I was like, then do we do the hokey pokey and turn ourselves around? Like, I would expect that from Migos, where it doesn't necessarily matter what you're saying, because I just want to ride around in a caddy on 24s and drink.
Right. And just be high anyway. Most people are high when they're listening to the music anyway. So what difference does it make?
So truly, you know, what a time to be alive. I don't know, whatever. Oh, speaking of trap niggas. Apparently, someone alleges that they were in the studio with Young Thug.
Who was?
Some nigga with a camera phone, I guess. And so, in the studio, they are definitely in a music, they're in a recording studio, and they're playing Young Thug's music, a song I'm unfamiliar with. I didn't see him in the video, but what I did see in the video was gay white porn.
Oh.
Like on a large plasma.
Like being broadcast?
Screen. Like there was, they're
like on
in
an Apple
the
TV?
Studio. I wish I could pull it up. It's really but it's not. It was kind of like a little foreplay, just kind of like a little licking of the nipples, which is, you know, necessary. You know, like you should, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
yes.
a very important part of the process, I feel like.
But why are we seeing this during a studio session with Young Thug? Like, that was my number one question. Where'd this come from?
I'm assuming it's part of his creative process. I don't really know.
Wait, is this the one who says he's gay, though?
Like, no, that's Young Fly Red. And she can go.
No, Young Fly Red did that Anthem to Bottoms. I know that song. I'm talking about, I could have sworn
Young
Thug.
What's your real name, not your ex name? Sweetie. What? But no, shouts to her for, you know, being herself or whatever. No, Young Thug is the one who claims blood and says that he's not gay.
Okay.
Yeah, the ugly one. The one that looks like a mitochondria.
Yeah, the one that looks like a worse version of Lil Wayne. Right, yes. Okay, with the dreadlocks that have matted. I remember.
My God.
So this is...
So they're in the studio and there's this huge screen. Bitch, when I say it's like the size of this. And on the background, like, in pause, is just these two gay white men going at it. Just having the time. And to me, it was like, so damn, bitch, you couldn't watch, like, Dog Pound or, like, you couldn't support, like... The niggas, like, you just, that's how you was feeling. You had to, like, I get it. You know, white people in their porn, they typically, you know, cast people that are attractive. You know, niggas usually cast the ones that are willing, but.
So you mad he wasn't looking at black porn?
Huh?
You mad he wasn't looking at niggas?
I mean, it was just kind of like, it was, you know, someone there, that's just their thing. And hey, no.
Wow.
No shade, no judge, no nothing. I just, you know, was expecting to see Ace Rockwood or somebody. Like,
so did he say anything?
I watched porn.
Did he say anything about this? Like, did he issue some kind of statement
Not
or comment
that
on Instagram?
Seen, but I mean,
something to be like, oh yeah, so it was two white men making out on the screen because you just gonna let that fly?
I'm like, telling you, it probably inspires.
Okay.
Something
creatively.
That, yeah, yeah, whatever that noise is he makes. His music is like a trill Nickelodeon show just because of his voice.
All right,
and that's why I like it. I love Young Thug's music. He's not from planet Earth, but...
He
also likes niggas, and that's fine.
Right, okay. It's surprising to me that a rapper would let something like that come out and then just not say nothing about it.
But this isn't the first thing that has been brought to the internet's attention about Young Thug that was kind of like,
That's why I thought he was gay, because I feel like every now and then something comes out.
Now it's just kind of like inescapable. I mean, I'm sure I was like, oh, I wasn't in that studio. I don't know what them niggas are or whatever. To me, it's like, look, if you like ass or dick or whatever, just have fun. Enjoy yourself, protect yourself, and do whatever the fuck you want to. When you really think about it at this point, I'm just tired of it. Who even gives a fuck? Like, fuck who you want to. I'm not interested because you're hideous. You know, so it's almost real. Like, why even do the whole, everyone, he's gay. You just be like, yeah, I happen to enjoy the occasional slice of bus and
slice of bus.
Because what can they say to you after that? Like, I knew it. Like, what do you?
So you
it's
just
straight
come
people
out
that
gradually.
Make being gay a big deal. We don't give a fuck.
Okay, I respect it. Good for him.
You'll definitely find some bottom in Atlanta who'll be willing to.
I'm sure. Or top, in case you feeling like, you know, bending over.
At least a bottom ain't got to look at you, really.
Wow, that is just so rude. I almost feel bad for him a little bit.
Speaking of ghetto motherfuckers, Mama D was arrested.
Wow.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Keep up with Mama D, I have to say. Arrested for what? In Atlanta?
Dine and dash.
Are you fucking kidding? We're at the Waffle House?
That's what I want to say.
Because it sounds like some broke-ass like, shit she would do. How you run up a $6 tab and leave?
So according to this story, the bill was like $500. So it couldn't possibly be Waffle House because you could buy Waffle House for less than $500.
I want to know what restaurant nice enough let Mama D in. You should have known when she came
don't
through the
do
door.
That. Okay.
Don't
now,
do what?
You don't be me.
Mama. Mama D who tooth came out? Mama D, I deserve Mama
Everyone
D.
Everyone is allowed to eat where they want to eat.
No, they certainly are not, and you see why.
If they do not have the right to turn Mother D away from their establishment.
That's a damn lie. If my restaurant has meals where your total could come above $50, Mama D's not allowed inside. Because
Mama
she don't
D
even look like
she...
She
should have the money. You done 18 fucking seasons of this show embarrassing yourself for Mona Scott Young. You should have at least your slice of the
bill.
At
least. And you don't know nobody with $500. Your son.
So here's
your
the story.
Your husband.
Right? Her son.
Well, he ain't paying his child support. The money gotta be somewhere.
You have to call the BAM and ask that bitch...
Well, listen, you can't get 10 niggas together. I'm trying
listen
to tell Mama
to the
D.
Story. So she claims after, I just want, I know you can't see this, but.
Is that her mugshot? Oh, it's almost cute.
Look at her bangs. Look at her bangs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for her, this is not bad. It could be much worse. It's Mama D. Listen, that wig could have been askew. It could have been missing altogether.
Mama D usually has a very illustrious scar from the Lion King, like, wig. She wasn't prepared for this. They caught her on a bad day. Anyway, she claims that it was a setup.
That's not a bad day for her at all. That's a pretty good day.
She claims that she was out with friends, and when she got up to go to the bathroom, they left.
Niggas.
And so when she came back out, she told them, look, I will pay for what I ate. I'm not paying for their shit.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, you're going to jail. So.
I mean, because $500 in Georgia, that's probably a felony, bitch. You can't just leave. No $500. She should have just paid it and then cussed them niggas out. Took them on Judge Judy or something. Don't act like she too good. She
oh
ain't.
Oh my God. I would love that. Oh my God.
Yes.
Mama D, please.
Mama D versus
go on
her
Judge
hood rat
Judy.
Friends.
and cuss out your hood rat friends over that. That is amazing.
So she chose to go to jail instead of paying that $500. Look what pride will do to you.
Yeah, because I definitely would have skipped out on that mugshot and possible death at the hands of those police to be like, oh, no, I'm right. not paying this $500. I would have paid that $500 and been like, may I have a receipt, please?
I'm going to need itemized. I need an itemized receipt
and I'm so going
I can text these niggas individually and say, you owe me.
Text? I'm pulling up outside. So, she had the mozzarella sticks, you had two margaritas.
You have to give them warning because niggas never have money. They never have money. You gotta give them like a 2-week notice.
I'm popping up at your doorstep and I'm walking directly, not even high, I'm walking right on in. All right, so we just gotta figure it right on out. You know what I ate, I paid my portion, okay. Sherelle, what did you all have? What, is this yours? This is your blackberry margarita? It is yours, girl. I saw it. I was just asking to see if you was going to be honest. But it's fine. It's great. So we've got Marshall. We got Sherelle here. You had the tacos, the mini tacos and the sliders. Bitch, don't act brand new in this motherfucker tonight because I'm not leaving until I get my 500.
When I leave out of here, I better have my $500 cash. Like, you niggas is gonna pay me.
Didn't she used to sell hookers? Like, why is this like... She should have known. I'd already handled the situation. D. Oh, poor Mother D. Well,
I would whoop them niggas' asses. Boy, how dare you?
So you're not only gonna walk out on this bill and feel like I'm not gonna ever see your ass again.
Right.
But then on top of that, you're gonna embarrass me.
Yeah.
No.
How sad that Mama D is the rich friend in somebody's clique. In somebody's group of friends, Mama D is the bad bitch. Y'all think about that.
Because, you know, she got a whole bunch of friends that are her age, and they all were like, you know what? I could take out this bacon grease and just make some bullshit tonight. Or I could call up that Mama D bitch and go have some free lobster, because I don't respect her ass no way.
Mess.
Telling you, reality star people, it's not like you have to understand when you do these shows, we're not laughing with you.
I understand you're making your $300 per episode or whatever, and maybe you're proud of that. I don't know
it
why.
It has to be more. I know Mona is giving them at least more than $300.
Maybe now. I'm talking about them first season hoes.
I can see Mona at the meetings like, prove your worth before you get.
Yo, I bet that bitch is real cutthroat.
You don't have to be here, bitch.
She got slides of all the bitches she's cut before.
When this Love and Hip Hop shit dies, you know that they're going to, like, a few of them are going to band together and try and do, like, an E! True Hollywood story.
Yeah.
And we all go laugh again because we don't care. We don't,
right.
We don't care about your opinion or your side of the story or what really happened. We just want to laugh at you.
Nope.
So stop making it
difficult. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to laugh at you forever.
So is there anything else that has happened in pop culture? Again, I have no idea.
Chris Brown, that could be anything.
Like, really, you have to be specific.
You have
with
to
him.
Say, ha-ha, Azealia Banks. I'm not going to do that because that's his friend. But that was funny to me. What did Chris Brown do?
Azealia Banks was on an airplane.
Oh.
Like a week or 2 weeks or so ago. I don't know. And like LAX. And apparently as she was trying to exit the aircraft, some French guy in front of her like put his hand up and told her not to move or like to wait for him to take his luggage from the overhead bin. And I guess as he was doing that, she wasn't having it because she wanted to leave. He must have let some other girl go in front of her, which set her off. And I guess they had some sort of an altercation. And from there, a flight attendant came to, I guess, try and... I thought that the flight attendants were supposed to, like, defuse the situations in those. Like, then he attempted to detain this bitch, like... He was just like, bitch, woo, you are not leaving. And grabbed her carry-on and wouldn't let go of it. And so she's yelling at him. And apparently, after a while, the pilot comes. He lets go of the bag. Jesus. She explains what happens to him. And they let her go. And on the way out, she called him a fucking faggot. And GLAD and all of these white gays were like, not today, not in my America. And I just like literally rolled my eyes and had breakfast. So I don't know. Like I don't even know what to say about that.
It's just always something with her ass. Like, that's the problem with Azealia. It would be different if like all these events were just like by themselves and nothing else ever happened. But it's always some shit with her, and she always popping off and calling people out their name and shit, and then getting on the internet trying to justify it and sounding even more stupid. Like, just own up to your bullshit. Be like, yes, I called you some fucking faggots, and come fight me about it if you mad. Like, just say that. Don't get up here and be like, oh, well, this and this, and I'm gay, and my brother's trans, and everybody I know is a fag, so fuck you, fags. Like, girl, don't nobody care about your all my friends are black excuse. Just say, I call you faggots, and oh, well, be mad about it. Like, that's what I don't get about her ass, but whatever.
So there are those feelings. I personally don't care. I feel like, you know, when it comes to, obviously I'm biased because I know her personally, but at the same time, in a scenario like that, I feel like for her specifically, as a person or as an individual who at least claims that she doesn't give a fuck and that she's not trying to be, you know, a Nicki Minaj and be on top 40 and have, you know, all her business or whatever, like, for people to say, people will always say, like, she's never in the news for her music. She's one-hit wonder. She doesn't do anything else. So then ignore her motherfucking. Like, I don't understand. Like, everybody will always make a head. If that were me in that situation, I'd have called him a faggot, too. And the reason I would have done that is because I don't give a fuck what I did on this motherfucking aircraft. You're not going to hold on to my belongings. Let go of my shit. This girl is 5 feet goddamn tall. Why are you holding on to my shit? Call 50, call them, and tell them bitches to meet me at baggage claim, and they can find out what the fuck happens. But you're not going to hold on to my bag because I'm a tiny old little girl. I'm going to call you whatever the fuck I want to, and I wouldn't have explained myself afterwards. That is primarily why when I am on planes, I sit the fuck down until all you niggas get your ass off, because there have been way too many times where I stand up or whatever, if I'm in an aisle seat and all these bitches want to move and take down their goddamn luggage at the same time. You ain't gonna rip my throat out with your Samsonite bag because you want to be impatient, bitch, because I will fuck your ass up on this motherfucking plane and call you a batch of faggots, and you just gonna be mad about it. That's my take on it. So I just don't know, like, but I mean, I get it, you know, whatever. I don't know what to say. Like, all you could do at this point is everything that she does and says frustrates people. It's like, I just personally don't care. And for her to be someone who people say they don't like her music and they don't know what else the fuck she does, it's like, if she calls somebody a faggot, I don't know why you can't just be like, oh, well, girl, I don't know what she does anyway. But that's me.
All right. Anything else?
Who is that? I mean, what did he do?
What did he do? I don't know what that means.
Oh, I did see that.
Oh, God.
So he's doing kind of like, what? So he's kind of on his, you know, August Alsina is this nigga that sings music.
We have no further context for you white people. There's no song that we could name that you would know. He sounds a lot like Trey Songz, if you know who that is. He does. No, that song he did with Trey Songz and Chris Brown sound like three of the same nigga. And y'all know it did.
Legit thought that whole song was Chris Brown for about a year. Like, it was...
I said, there's two other voices on this? When do they come in?
So, there's definitely one thing that they have in common, which is this whole, like, look at me, I'm like a nigga that can fight and play basketball, but I sing R&B. Like...
Yeah.
Why do all these R&B singers feel like they have to be able to fight too? Like, it's all right. You could just, you know, sing and put on like a nice hat and wear a blazer or something. I just am over like the thug and beef. Get over it. Anyway, August Alsina is on his, you know, Usher, Throb, Janet thing where they invite people up to the damn stage and, you know, give you a lap dance or whatever. But in one situation with some girl, he called her up to the stage and is singing one of his soft street anthems, whatever. I don't know how to describe it.
Soft street anthem whatever. Is the perfect like, you know, phrase to describe that man's music.
And so he's kind of like, she's sitting down and he's standing up behind her. And then he kind of starts like rub his hands on her shoulders and then down to her breasts and like everything, like literally was groping her and on stage in front of all these people.
Yeah.
And so when I saw it, I think it was on Baller Alert or one of the Shade Room, one of those Instagram blogs. And
you must work for one of them for that shout out.
That's your shit. Hey, girl.
A mask is so.
So, cute. Yeah, when I was shocked and like, I don't understand why he felt that bold. Like, you know, and a lot of the people in the comments, women especially, which was very unfortunate, were saying things like, well, what did she expect? Why would you go up there if you didn't? Da, da, da? Maybe she just wanted to meet somebody that she really liked and thought that he would just sing like, you know, You Are Not Alone and we would have just... I don't think that just because she went up on stage that she should have expected to be fondled.
Yeah, but I think she put up an Instagram post because, you know, it blew up. And I think she posted on Instagram and was like, best night of my life. Thank you, August Alsina, for touching my titties or something like that. So I don't know if she really meant that or if she felt pressure to do that because of, you know, like the backlash she was facing. But, you know, if you think it's sexual assault, then I think it's sexual assault. But if it didn't happen to me and you acting like it was fine with you, then
Right. Okay. I mean, if you cool with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and tell her, listen, you must be angry and you must fight back and you must sit here and fight this nigga like on social media and all his fans because of what happened to you. Like, maybe you just didn't want to deal with it or maybe she really did enjoy herself. I really don't know, but it turned into a whole big internet conversation like everything does.
If you wanted your tits squeezed.
It didn't look like she did. You. She looked uncomfortable, which
that's
is
what,
why
that's
it came out.
That's what I'm
out.
Saying. It wasn't like she parted her legs and was like, ooh, more. Like,
right.
She looked like halfway embarrassed.
And when people compare it to what Janet does, that's always the first thing I think of. When Janet brings them niggas on stage, they look like this is the best night of my life. They look like they can't wait because they know they're going to bust right there on stage. And they're looking forward to it. That girl looked like she was ready to go home.
Almost every single video I've ever seen of Janet dancing on one of those dudes, I always thought they were gay. Like, weren't most of them gay? And so, I mean, you're at a Janet Jackson concert. But I always, like, I kind of thought, what would I do in a situation like that? And it probably would have been just not asked to go up there. But
yeah,
I would have been like, Janet, bitch move. We good. Let's just do Rhythm Nation. Let's just do Rhythm Nation. Or I Miss You Much. I remember I Miss You Much. You want to do I Miss You Much? Let's do I Miss You Much. Because you're going to get off. Because I won't. Anything
okay.
else?
Hey, amen. That's my read.
We're saving that. What else? Anything else? Or you want to move on? Great.
All right.
So
that wraps up the hot topics.
Now we can. Oh yeah.
How kind.
Crazy famous people. Yeah.
What?
Oh, no one talked about this petition to get Sierra the fuck up out of here.
Hey guys, let's take a break from the live show to tell you a little bit more about Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse curly hair and sensitive skin. Now, as y'all know, of course, Kid Fury loves this razor. So does my brother and Asante and Dustin. They're using it over at the Friend Zone, and Dustin says it has increased his sexy, if that is even a thing that can happen. We know that you guys will love Bevel too because it's clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation, all that nasty stuff that can happen while shaving. And that's the reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. Up to 80% of black men and women and 30% of all men and women encounter razor bumps. So remember, Bevel is not just for black folks. It's for everybody. And everybody loves their end-to-end shaving system that includes a pre-shave oil, badger brush, safety razor, blades, shaving cream, and a restoring balm. And of course, it comes in that gorgeous packaging. So it makes it perfect for the holidays or if somebody has a special birthday or anniversary coming up. Don't forget about Bevel. It was, of course, created by Tristan Walker, who is a young entrepreneur absolutely blowing up the health and beauty market these days. His goal is to make health and beauty simple for people of color. And when you support Bevel, you are supporting a black-owned business. Now, to make it even easier for you, the first 100 people to sign up get their first month of Bevel absolutely free. That offer is available for only 48 hours after this show airs. So head to getbevel.com and use promo code FREETHERead at checkout to get your first month free. So if you've been thinking about Bevel, this is absolutely the time to sign up. Again, getbevel.com and use code FREETHERead to get your first month free. Now let's get back to the live show. So this is where we normally do the questions from home, but obviously we'll be taking questions from y'all instead.
It's like the first dick he saw was at like a church camp. You know, like those summer oh, please. Thank you. Thanks. Those stay away, those summer camps that were like day-to-day Bible study, it was going down.
Lord. I can't deal with that fucking mask.
Talking about we just want to wait because we respect. You respect that she wants a handsome man in her arm at a red carpet event, and she respects that you don't want any vagina. That's my personal theory. I'm not saying it's true. It's what I'm sticking with in my head. I also assume that Blue Ivy fires dancers when they don't know how to do a kickball change. So, you know, you can't really, just don't listen to me. Anyway.
Okay, so yes, if you have a question, feel free to come down to either one of the mics and we'll answer those.
Did you see those behind the scenes photos of Blue Ivy at Made in America when she was backstage? And she had that microphone. She was like, Ashley, bitch. Do you
so
need
precious.
A coffee? What is the problem?
That video somebody took of her in the crowd when she had her sunglasses and her headphones on.
Right.
And they were all like, and she was like, okay, hey girl. Simmer down. I do see you. Yes. Hi. Okay.
So we're going to start
trying
with
to
you.
Watch the show. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
And my question is for Crystal. Real quick, I was just wondering back when Kid Fair used to do this, did you ever have people come up to you on the street and scream, bitch, you guessed it, at you?
No. I think they know that they would. I think people know enough about me to know that I'll fight you behind some shit like that. Don't nobody try me.
Yeah, you can't, especially not in New York. You can't just walk up on people and just start shouting. Okay.
You can't even walk up on people hard in New York. Niggas will turn around like, what? You approached me a little aggressively. I'm just saying. So, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. So my question is kind of, is some trash ass shit.
Go for it.
All right. Well, that did not take long.
Homegirl right there was like, yes, that's what we need. We don't give a fuck about them. We want to hear the bullshit. Go ahead.
So this shit is going to sound unbelievable, but I do have receipts.
I'll tell you if they're necessary or not.
Oh, girl.
Okay. So my kid sister, she lives in New York. She was involved in a lesbian relationship for about 18 months.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Near the end of that...
Well, I encourage it.
Near the end of that, she felt like she was missing the penis in her life. So she cheated on her girlfriend with a dude who had two young kids. So she moved them into her apartment. And
so,
wait. This is all the same sentence.
After about two, three months of dating, she moved him and the two kids in. And then fast forward about 8 or 9 months and she gets pregnant. And then she texts me because she finds out that old boy is fucking her ex-girlfriend.
I I need the receipts.
Bullshit. Some bullshit. Nigga.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's fine.
No, girl. We don't have to see the text. We don't have to see the text.
I got them all.
No, it's fine.
All the shit.
No, it's
so
it's
her baby daddy is fucking her ex-girlfriend.
So the baby daddy is fucking the ex-girlfriend. Now, mind you, the ex-girlfriend was kind of like obsessed with my sister, like just sick about her. So like, I really believe she fucked him to get back at her. She fucked him to get back at her because as soon as my sister finds out, she breaks, puts him out, puts him and the little kids out, poor babies. But like,
You didn't even mean that shit.
Hey.
Poor babies.
Kids ain't hurt.
You, Phil, Lil, all you hoes, get the fuck up out of here.
It'd be like that.
I'd have done the same thing.
But so when she first got with, so here kind of where my question comes in. When she first got with dude, she telling me they moved in and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why the fuck? Why y'all got to live together? Just date, bitch. Like, get to know the nigga, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
So 100%. She gets mad at me and don't speak to me for months, right?
For and being logical.
Like, yeah, and then it was kind of like, oh, hi and bye, till the nigga, you know, fuck the bride. And so now it's like she crying on my shoulder. So my question.
Bring it back for us.
It's like, in my situation, bitch, I done already told you. Mm-hmm. How do I be like, I told your ass, okay, but without being like, bitch, I told your ass, you know what I mean?
Why would you ask us, though? We always be like, well, bitch, I told your ass.
Because I need justification for being like, bitch, I told you.
I mean, she can't really be mad because she cheated on this girl with the man anyway. So the
she
fact
don't
that
see
he's,
that.
What, I mean...
My sister got a doctorate's degree. She's a fucking doctor.
A doctor.
I didn't even fucking go to college, right? But she don't listen to a word.
Ben Carson's a neurosurgeon, so.
I mean, you can be extremely book smart and still not have no fucking sense.
Right,
obviously.
Right.
You know what the problem with her was? Dick.
Yes.
She should have just yes. Got a better strap or just something else. As soon as she made that decision, her life went to shit. You see what it is like?
So just tell me I can fucking read her.
Well,
for her, she,
I mean, she has to understand. She has to understand that this is what she put into the universe. And so the fact that it came back to her less than a year later, she can't even say nothing. Like, you can't
even be upset about it. Okay. She sat
What's
down
funny?
Like, well, I got my answer.
She has to understand, you know, you cheated on this girl. So the fact that your baby daddy is now fucking your ex-girlfriend is just exactly what you deserve.
And
you have the right to be angry about that, but all you can do is accept the situation and move the fuck on. You pregnant now, so how long do you really plan to spend dwelling on your baby daddy and his ex? Like, you have a baby coming, girl. It's time to get your priorities together.
I know.
So, I mean, bless her heart.
I mean, if you don't want to be mean, you can always just be sarcastic. It's more fun anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Tired of dealing with this shit.
Yeah, I think you should just be petty.
If you asking us for a nice way to say something that needs to be said in a fucked up way, I can't help you. Shit, be rude.
That's what I'm... Thank
no
you.
No fuck boys.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Hi, what's your name? I like your shirt.
Thank you. I'm Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
I have a sort of nerdy question for you. Could
Please.
You? What? What is your favorite character to play on Super Smash Brothers Wii U? And why?
Oh, come on. Y'all have to. Somebody here play Super Smash Brothers.
Somebody
asked
it's Nintendo.
You at the very least have watched us play Super Smash Brothers.
I like Luigi.
Look at that.
Because he jumps up really high in the air. Mario doesn't jump as high.
I think.
But the princess floats.
It's true.
In her dress.
So you're right about all
useful.
Of these things, though.
Yeah, I know. I played Mario for years. I can
That's
answer
not
Mario
what we
questions.
Talk about. But they're all in this game and they do that.
Okay, so I
so
still
great.
Look at me. I still kind of got it.
You're adjacent.
All right.
You're better than me in sports.
It was better than the Pokemon thing. The Pokemon I just was
she
lost.
She thought Pokemon was the name of a Pokemon.
I was thinking of Pikachu. I thought Pikachu's name was Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally just the era before me. Like, right before me.
Well, I just missed that cutoff.
So, yeah, I would have to say I really fuck with Kirby. Oh. I like Kirby. Yes. I like that he can take everybody else's abilities. And he's cute.
True. Thank
and
you.
I like Sheik because she kind of gives me, like, study vibes. Like, she would date, like, a femme girl and she's a ninja. Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. That was a great question. I love nerd questions.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. So I live in a town that's like 2 hours north of here called Bellingham.
And a lot happens.
So it's like extra white. And
whiter than this?
It's pretty white.
This is pretty white.
This is pretty white.
I mean, no shade. It just is. Yeah.
It just is. It's whatever. I mean, my girl Semhar knows. She knows.
Awesome.
So I'm a lunch lady at a high school, and one day I was in the staff lounge. What?
I just have to give you a hug because I know that that is some bullshit. I know that's some bullshit. I think I would rather die. And I'm so like, no shade. I'm sure it's really rewarding.
Well, you know, I just look at the kids and I'm like, I'm not that much older than you. Like, you can't talk to me like that. But anyway, so I'm in the lunchroom or I'm in the staff lounge one day with one of my coworkers who also works in the kitchen. And she's like mid-40s, like Louisiana black woman, like we're the only two black people on the whole staff, right?
Shocker.
We're the only two people
and
on the staff.
And you work in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
If anyone calls me mammy, but no. No, but that.
I'm sorry,
sure
what?
The devil is a motherfucking liar. Yeah.
But so me and her are the only ones in the staff lounge one day and another teacher comes in. Who, mind you, this is my old high school. So I went here and she was, another staff member comes in. She was my old choir teacher. And she goes, oh, I just noticed that you were the only two just lovely black ladies here. I thought maybe they were segregating you. Like, because you guys were the only ones in here. Like, why are you guys the only ones in here? And I just looked at her and I go, I don't know. Usually we eat in the back corner. Like, I don't, like how do you respond to that?
Yes, so make them feel uncomfortable.
Like usually, like Bellingham has a lot of like instances like where it's like people just say shit to you and you're just like, I'm
it's super
awkward
racist.
Robot. Like I don't know what to say to you. So if you were in that position, like would you have approached her? Like what would you say in that?
Me? Really? Come on.
I mean, I wish my inner Crystal would have come out and cussed her out. But
right.
I,
the things I would
I'm
say,
scared of upsetting
you would lose
people.
I don't want you to lose your job repeating after me.
Whatever, fuck that job.
I would have just said something, either something sarcastic again, or I would have just been like, look, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because the frustrating thing about people like that is that a lot of times I look at your little white faces and I know that in many instances you don't mean anything by it, but you just so goddamn ignorant that you feel like you could just say it and you can say it with a smile. And so what are you upset about? And it's just kind of like,
it's just like probably super uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, next time just be like, wow, that was really white of you and see how she reacts. Because that's a really white thing to say. Like, oh, wow, so you feel comfortable making a segregation joke.
Right.
That is I feel like people Caucasian. Can get away with like saying shit like that to me because I'm like only halvesies or
if
whatever.
If somebody, so. No, fuck that. No, what? You black enough for her to point out that you
sweetheart,
black.
Sweetheart, if you got that hair or that black, you ain't no, that school, you ain't nobody's halfsies to them. Like, they'd be like, really? Oh my God. I never knew that about you. This changes my whole life.
do you like Starbucks? Like, oh my God, let's go shopping.
I don't know what they would do. I have no clue. But all I'm saying is, like,
yeah,
I find a lot of, in a, if you're being just like outright racist and like you mean to be like an asshole, you know, I'm gonna pop off on you. A lot of instances where I know you probably didn't mean nothing, but you just dumb. I end up being petty or sarcastic, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, just go. You know, like,
it's she deserves just, to feel uncomfortable, though, for making you feel uncomfortable. Yeah. So,
right.
Have fun with that. Right. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Love
Thanks,
you guys.
Boo.
How wide of you. That is a perfect response.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, I brought you guys chocolate. So I'll get that to you after you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, somebody else Nordstrom is going to bring you minis.
I was going to say, Schmack.
That is so African American.
Oh, well, I want a hug. Oh, okay. No, I don't have to have one.
Yes.
I was going to give. Yeah, okay. Oh, this looks like classy chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, Nordstrom makes chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, so you and got it at Nordstrom.
Who the fuck knew that? I thought you just put it in a Nordstrom bag.
That's why I said that's African American, because I like.
That's some shit I would have done.
Swear to God. Bitch.
That is exactly what I would have done.
Look,
nigga, I would put Hershey bars in a Tiffany bag.
I will come over to your house with some hot Cheetos in a Gucci bag. Be like, oh my God.
That is so nice of you, right?
Bitch, those chips put on Nando. What are you talking about? Thank you.
That's very sweet of you.
What's your question, Jasmine?
So my question, I went to a public school, so there's a lot about U.S. history that I'm missing out on. And because of that, that's why I watch Drunk History.
Shut your mouth. Thank you for saying that, Jasmine. I fuck with you, Jasmine, but I need for you to just give me a second. No, all y'all shut up. Everybody be quiet. Everybody hush. I just want for, I'm gonna take, just pause.
Okay, pause. Come on, man.
No, put that queen's, no. No, hush. Let me explain something to you, motherfuckers. First of all, the fact that we had to, like, keep that shit a secret for as long as she did, she told us, like, bits by bit and was, like, dying. So we were all excited for this shit to happen. Bitch, when you told me that Octavia Spencer was
going to be
playing
Harriet Tubman. Bitch, when I found out Octavia Spencer was doing it, about fell out.
I can't even put into words how great that shit was to see, because it's one thing, like, I don't know from your perspective how that can be, but to, like, know this woman and then see Octavia Spencer talking like she does. And I was high, so it was like, oh my God, Octavia and Chris are the same person. She fucked that shit up. It was so great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think you finished your question, but thank you.
I was gonna find a way to say that shit anyway, because I've watched it no less than 15 times.
So we got that yah down, like, yah.
It was like they made a movie out of Crystal's head, like out of her mind. I love it.
So good. So my question is, if you guys could take over the whole public school curriculum, what would be the first lesson that you teach to the
kids? Real like African-American studies.
Yes. I feel like history books need to be a lot more graphic and a lot more real. Mm-hmm. They gloss over shit. I heard that some textbooks in Texas now are referring to slavery as like
as
immigrant
what?
Workers. Immigrant workers. Implies that they decided to come here. Yeah. Worker implies paid. So, you know, I feel like America is going backwards.
Right.
Like, they're actually bullshitting more the further along we get. There needs to be a complete like revamping of American history and the way it's taught. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like it's very important to start there to me, and to be brutally honest, I mean, I had to do a lot of research and read shit on my own after high school in order to, I mean, they definitely referred to slaves as slaves then. But it was still very much like, oh, you know, and then there was Thanksgiving where pilgrims came over and were like, hey, y'all, you know, want some, like... But they just see, but they don't tell you that.
Right.
It was like they just came over here with their, you know, hats with a buckle on them and their fancy shoes or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, this place is so pretty. Can we eat with y'all? And the Indians were like, oh my God, yes, we just got this turkey up out the oven. Like, didn't talk about how they slaughtered all them niggas and then killed their fucking wives and babies and only saved the bitches that could work for them. I didn't talk about all of the real shit. And so, like, you have to grow up and do that work yourself, and a lot of kids just don't. So now I guess they're trying to just phase it out altogether so we can just 100% pretend that slavery never happened.
Yeah.
Which is very good. I mean, you, it may take like a solid year after high school before you forget what X ever equaled. So it's like, to me, all of that stuff is great to a certain extent. I've always assumed, even in high school, when I was doing these exams, asking why the fuck, like, what am I doing? I just assumed it was, those were like exercises for the brain to teach you how to learn, essentially. But yeah, they need to tell these kids the truth. I feel like I would start a class called Unfiltered Black 101.
Right. Absolutely.
Well,
how to get away with nigga.
Yes.
How to get away with nigga.
Okay.
That would be my class. And I would wear a bob just like Annalise.
All right. You don't need to teach me.
I actually want to do it now.
Actually, you probably do need to be the one.
I would ruin some children's lives.
Yeah. Oh, I'll fuck your kids up.
So many parents coming down to the school, like, lean on me, trying to cuss me out.
I need her removed. So, but yeah, thank you.
Football players can hardly
read. For that question.
What's your name?
Hi. My name is Durley.
Hi. And
I also brought some candy, some food, because I was hungry. I was like, you know, they might be hungry too. So.
Y'all, thank you. This is so nice. And...
Look.
Said, but look, see, I'm not going to fucking Nordstrom's.
Oh, my God, these are
real. Oh, well, thank you.
I don't even know if I can eat these.
This is so nice.
But ghetto shit is actually like that has the most flavor.
Y'all have brought us, somebody brought us like every chip known to man. We have like 30 bags of Doritos in the back. Y'all are so generous. Thank you.
Yes.
You know us.
But what's your question? By the way, I love Invader Zim. I don't know if anybody
Thank
knows
you.
What that is. Love that cartoon. Okay,
what
what's your
called?
Question?
Thank you. Okay, so my question is work-related.
I get it
so
now.
Lost.
Oh, it's what I'm wearing. So it's work-related. So I work in a small business. It's up and coming, small group. You know, a lot of we sew stuff, whatever.
Okay.
And, but all the people who sew are Hispanic, and all the salesmen are white and printers.
Go figure.
It's very, you know, obvious. So my thing is, when I'm working and I work with the shipping people, everybody around, it's very like together and everything. But there's some characters there who, you know, don't really know professionalism, little subtle racist, subtle, you know, homophobic comments here and there. And we don't have an HR person. Like, the HR is like another
What?
Person. It's like all...
Oh, it's that small, I guess.
Yeah,
it's that kind of...
Okay.
So, my thing is, like, one time I was trying to talk to a guy. He's shipping. He's kind of a big guy, brawny, white dude, straight guy. And every time I talk to him, I adjust, because you adjust and talk to everybody in a different way. So, I butch up my voice. So, I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on?
You did your code switch.
And I tell him, like, I'm going to butch up. And he's like, what? Like, he doesn't know what I mean. He tells me then, butch, those aren't for lesbians only. Like, you can't use that word. Like, excuse me, use what word? He's like, yeah, I have gay friends. I can use that. I was like, what? Who?
What?
And he's like, what? And I was like, wait.
What?
Are you in the LGBT community? Are you gay? I'm not gay. That's gay. And what? So
I'm not trying to keep
my composure. I was like, okay. And everybody around, it's a show, by the way. We work such close quarters that everybody's listening. It's an audience. So I'm trying to control myself from, you know, being out and saying it. And I was like, I don't talk to you right now. I'm going to go over there. And... go over there. And so like, I walked away and I took some breaths and I went away, right? So in my mind, I was like, ah, man, I should have said something. I should have like really schooled him on things, educated him, right? So I waited till him to leave and I
wrong.
Him. Yeah.
So like, okay. And I'll tell you why. Just go ahead and finish it.
Yeah, so I went and talked to him and I, hey man, this, because I want to keep professional. I work with a guy. So anyways, and when I was telling him, trying to explain to him, he was like, what? Why? Oh, you're that type of guy. You're sensitive. And I was like, okay, dude, I'm trying to be professional. I don't want to go talk to management. It's a big story. I'm going to get in trouble instead of you because you're, and everybody's related there. So it's a bunch of like, he's the cousin of this guy, the owner. I'm really at, like, if I say anything, I'm in trouble, not that person.
Right.
So my question is, how do I deal with that workspace? Like, and I need the job, and I have bills, I have loans. I mean, and it's only temporary, but how do I approach, like, manager or someone to, like, help me out? Any words with anything?
I mean, it kind of sounds like you can't. It kind of sounds like every avenue you have for talking about this would basically not be on your side or support you in any way. Which really fucking sucks. And that's just, it's like honestly a reality for a lot of people of color in this country. A lot of us have to work at jobs and just take shit just because there's no other option. Like you just have to take it because your supervisor is against you and that person's supervisor is against you and HR don't give a fuck. And so it's like, you just have to kind of deal in this toxic ass work environment. I don't understand why he thought Butch was a slur. Like he said to you,
yeah,
that said, Butch is not even.
Don't use it. You can't use it. I was like, what? I can't. I was just talking about.
First of all, madam,
Butch is not. It's not Dyke.
If you're not gay,
yeah,
how you gonna tell me what I could say? Like.
It's real confusing that
that's
he
like
felt
if a white
like,
person were to tell me I can't say nigga. If you don't get out of my goddamn face.
Right. In reality, don't nobody care how you feel about the way I use that word. You can kiss my ass. Like, it must have taken a lot for you not to have just cussed him out right there.
Prayer.
But
no, and good and damn well, he is on Grindr live and alert. Beat it. Okay, how about you do that? Okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't have no good advice. I'm irresponsible. Because honestly, I feel like I would either cuss them out if they were like your fighter. I'd be like, you know what? God is going to be my HR. He is the resource of all the humans. I'll pray my way through it. I don't know. I'm not because what
I mean,
you
are just... This is just...
Or be sarcastic like we, you know, have to tell homegirl with... The segregated lunchroom.
That's how I survived.
If it's the kind of job you can do while limiting the, you know, amount of time you spend speaking to other people, then I would do that. Yeah. Otherwise, it really just sounds like, you know, it's the type of shit you have to deal with till you find something better. I'm sorry. I can identify and know what that's like. It just fucking sucks.
One thing I love to do with homophobic men especially is make them even more uncomfortable with their sexuality. You have to, like, you... Like, some guy on Twitter said something to me maybe a few weeks ago, something he was like, I wish you would speak in a normal voice instead of a fag voice or something like that. And I sent him a tweet back and I was like, you know that my faggot-ass voice gives you wet dreams, girl. Listen up. Like, you know, and I don't care. Like, it's just like, if you're going to go out of your way like that to just say something dumb, like, I'm going to make you question it that much more because usually those types of people are very uncomfortable with their sexuality.
Yeah.
And it's because they're, you know, up night dreaming of D. And that's fine, you know what I'm saying? But that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make that shit even harder for you tonight, bitch. Yeah. Because I'm going to be bending over in front of you and I'm going to be as gay as day. Just to make you uncomfortable, bitch. Because what you gonna do? Fight me? No.
Good luck.
And you do have a point. So,
thank you.
Because, yeah, you were saying that because, I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, you know you want to touch him. I'm like, no one wants to touch you. You have a butter face. Like,
right.
You're Belle, like, I'm blessed with nice skin. You
just say, mama, look, you couldn't even if you could afford it. And walk off. Like, you know, he probably just wants to fuck. What can you do?
Thank you.
Good luck.
No problem.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Eula.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
What's
I'm from Seattle, and I've never seen this many beautiful black people in one place. Like, y'all look good.
Shout out to all the black people in Seattle.
Oh, there's like...
For coming out tonight.
And yeah, you guys look amazing.
This is all of y'all. Y'all recognize each other and shit like, oh, hey, girl!
Leave that white man alone.
Ain't seen you since the Beyonce concert.
So we're so lucky to be next to the border, and I have a whole plan if Donald Trump wins.
Oh, same.
Like, I know exactly where
I can go,
that I can get a boat, and I can cross the border and be in Vancouver before nightfall. Like, I know what I will do.
We're moving to Amsterdam.
Okay, that was what I was trying to figure out. What are y'all going to do?
I'm going to Amsterdam.
Dead ass.
That might be worth me doing, too.
That's all you want? Yeah, for sure.
That was all you... I'm not worried about it because Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States of America. But if he is, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. That's my sign.
Hi. We went to Amsterdam and we like sat together and we're like, we want them to just play and act like, here he is. Like, all right, well, bye. You know, because
I won't stay here for that. Hi.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I was going to say the exact same thing the last girl said. I went to the D'Angelo concert in August, and it was myself and 10 other people who were the only black people in there. I've never seen this many black people in one room, so.
Hey, wow. Thanks for coming.
This honestly makes me a little sad because Seattle's like a huge city, and y'all have like Oklahoma black people problems, which is kind of, it hurts my heart a little bit, but I'm so glad y'all came out. Like,
no, it's great.
I'm glad if,
like, thank
if
you
we
for
could
coming
bring
to
y'all
Seattle.
Together. Thank
Nobody
you.
Comes to Seattle, thank you. So I kind of have two questions, and they're for Kid Fury. So my first question is, have you seen the Attack on Titan movie yet?
Seen what?
The Attack on Titan movie yet.
No, but I heard it was wretched.
Oh, see, I've heard that it was bad too, but I still want to see it.
No, I can't do that. If it's going to be... I can't go and watch... Like, I can't watch a movie that I know is horrible until it's like... It's one of the... If it's like on TV randomly, I'll be like, oh, let's see how bad this is. But I can't go out of my way to experience something I'm going to dislike.
Not even for shits and giggles. Okay, so my other question is... So the first time I saw you was a girlfriend of mine sent me, like, years ago... a YouTube video that you were talking about cat sex. And then that was when I fell in love with you, was when you were talking about cat sex, and it was so funny.
Do you remember her?
Yes, of course I remember cat sex. Yes. Who doesn't remember the disaster that was cat sex?
I'm
kiss sticks. I fuck Soulja Boy.
Yes.
The crazy thing is, if cat sex were to happen today, she would have lasted like 5 minutes because everybody does this shit now.
She would have been a storyline on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and that would have been it. She was a thing back then because she was like the original thought. Now nobody cares.
Yeah, I can't imagine that she's not trying to do that already.
Have you seen her lately? She looks sickly. She's like all bones and fake ass.
I mean, the struggle, you know.
Her hair is falling out. Anyway.
Yeah.
So did you want to know if she's still alive or...
What's that?
Did you want to know if she was still alive? Or?
No, I don't care. I don't give two shits. No.
She said, I don't care.
I don't care.
Not at all. What I was going to ask you, though, is I've always wondered, how long did it take for you to get, like, followers? Because you were on, how long were you on YouTube before people started?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me explain something about myself. I'm very, very hard on myself. I'm very, very, like, I'm my worst critic or whatever you want to call it. And usually when I do a YouTube video, I only watch it the one time after it's edited to make sure that it's edited correctly. And then I put it up on YouTube and act like it never happened. So I don't, like, I had forgotten about her or in that video until you just said something now. I never really paid attention to it, but maybe... I think I started YouTube in 2009. Maybe like a year or two.
Guess that was around 2009?
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I just started doing that shit and said, look, let's hope for the best here. But I do think that after around the Cat Stacks thing is really when I think I started to see results from it, because Nicole Bitchy had posted it like on her website at the time, and she had like a ton of followers, and that helped. And then Shit Black Gay Say was the one that was like, most people, if they come up to me and say I saw a YouTube video, it's that one. So, and like I was just telling these guys over here, like a lot of
women, white, black, and anywhere in between would come up to me and be like, I guess I'm a gay black man because I say all that shit. I'm like, you're not. I'm not a black woman. You ain't a black gay. Let's just respect our boundaries.
Amen.
Also, can I have, I want some more green experiments. Those are so great. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Yay. Hello, what is your name?
Zen.
Hey, Zen.
Hope you appreciate that bag out. Earlier. I hope you appreciate that bag from earlier.
Yeah. So,
okay.
We were past, we'll get to that later. y'all are generous.
Yes, y'all have provided great things. Thank you.
So what's up? What's your question?
When I'm going to hear you on Fan Bros.
Oh, have you ever been on Fan Bros?
No. Are you asking me?
Well, why would you ever be on Fan Bros?
I was going to say, they would never invite me on Fan Bros.
I mean, but you don't watch Game of Thrones or nothing.
I tried to read the book and it was so boring and I could not even get through the first like 50
you
pages.
You tried? Of course you did.
Why wouldn't I read the book? Okay, all right.
Everybody's
looking at me like I'm crazy, so.
I don't know, I do want to go back on Fan Bros. I love their show because it's some place where I get to sit with black people on a podcast and talk about nerdy shit because I definitely can't do it. I mean, I do it anyway just because it's so much fun because you don't get it. And it's hilarious. But I know New York Comic Con is this month. And so, hey, Fan Bros, let's do it.
All right.
Y'all's questions are great. Hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
I came here from Portland, Oregon, actually. So, okay, good.
Oh, shout out to Portland.
Y'all had the real world once.
I was about to say, this is like the most color I've seen in that state since I moved there.
Oh, so. My gosh. Aww. Is the whole Pacific Northwest like this?
Yes.
I feel like the white people are getting more uncomfortable.
Like, my God.
Like, well, damn, shit.
Fuck. Okay. What's your question, Tracy?
So I just recently heard about the new app. I don't know if you heard of that, People, where it's basically like a Yelp review for actual people.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, so it's an app that's coming out where you actually get to rate people the way that like on Yelp you are able to do with retailers and restaurants and stuff. It's pretty messed up.
Wait.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever watched Community?
Yes.
This is dead ass an episode of Community.
It's pretty
funny. So you just rate people?
You basically rate people. So clearly that's really horrible and stuff, but I kind of wanted to segue and say to see if you were to rate each other in terms of like, what are your favorite traits and least favorite traits about each other? Good stuff, obviously. I just want to say, what are your favorite things about each other as people?
Girl.
You see, this is why Nickelodeon be trying to get people to play outside. We have to step away from the screen sometimes. Just back up. I've been doing it. It has been great. It's been soothing.
Girl.
Because I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not trying to start nothing. You can say totally nice things.
Crystal is very passionate, and she is very. That's a good thing. I mean it in a good way. I guess.
It depends. Straight men usually don't think.
She's very like well spoken and very smart and funny, and doesn't let people walk all over her or disrespect her. And she's so itty-bitty, so it's great to... I don't know. She's just a badass. I don't know what else to say. But I don't have a least favorite thing.
You know, you can just keep it nice. That, it can be that just favorite.
That's why I was looking at you crazy.
Know. You
like,
don't need
to
start anything.
To
no,
that?
But just favorite. Good
it
thing.
It seems
good thing.
Bizarre, but anyway. So I think Kid Fury is obviously hilarious, and he has this way of making other people feel comfortable and feel like they know him and can identify and relate with him. Even though he, like, you know, personally may not feel like he wants to be, you know, like all open and extroverted or whatever. He has a way of making people feel really comfortable and really safe. And they open up and feel like he's really relatable. And I'm not that way. I'm like completely unemotional and unable to attach to people. So I feel like that's probably one of his greatest strengths. And, you know, he's just an all-around good person. So.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you for that very on-the-spot question.
Although Tracy tried it in this bitch tonight. I'm kidding.
You tried it.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Semhar, and...
Hi.
Mahavishra's in the house, yeah!
I feel like that's a Janelle Monáe Electric Lady thing, and I kind of want to be in on
East Africa, Ethiopia, Eritrea. Mahavishra.
Yeah, because at first I didn't know if they were making fun of you, or I saw you laughing, so I was like, all right, I guess it's okay.
No. We love Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for coming to Seattle. My question for you is, how has your experience here been, and... any likes, dislikes, questions, comments?
Well, we've only been here for like a day and a half, so it's kind of hard to rate your city. But your weather has been nice. Thank you for that. I understand that typically it's very rainy, so I appreciate the beautiful sunny day you had.
You sell weed.
Yes. Your recreational weed centers are very nice. The fact that you can just walk in and buy marijuana pleases me to no end.
My favorite thing about Seattle that I've seen so far is literally the nature.
It's very pretty here.
Yeah. I love the water. I love the mountains. I love that you have trees that like grow out of the ground.
Yeah. And the air feels very fresh. Like it feels good to go outside here. It doesn't really feel refreshing to go outside in New York. It feels, yeah, and it's beautiful. It's just like the views are gorgeous. This is my first time here. This is my first time in Washington State, actually. So yeah. It's just beautiful here. And you have marijuana.
Oh, shit,
so what else?
This is Washington.
Thank you.
So thank y'all for having us in your amazing city.
It just makes me think of George and, you know, hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. What's your name?
My name is James. And,
hey, James.
I came here with my friend, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean. You didn't have to prove that you had a black friend.
I was going to say the same thing.
He was like, here's my entry ticket. It's cool.
I was like, watch this black hand pop up. Watch this be the black friend. So, James, what's your friend's name?
James.
James.
No, what's your friend's name?
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
Sean, okay.
You knew he was going to do that, didn't you, Sean?
We've been friends for about 4 years now, and he turned me on to The Read, and been listening to you guys religiously for years now, and you guys are brilliant, so thank you for coming to Seattle.
Thank you for having us.
You guys said you were coming here. I got so excited. We got you a thank you gift.
You guys have of the gift. Like, you just...
Y'all are so
you
rich.
You already bought a ticket.
Oh, shit! It's marijuana. Aww, my favorite. Thank you. This is very kind. Sorry I called you white. Look. White boy came through. Thank you, James.
Thank you quite a bit.
So there's also, I put some perfumes in there, so I'm starting my own business where I'm going to create fragrances. So
are you about to plug in?
No. They're just like, try them out, see if you guys like something from Seattle that you're not going to get anywhere else.
But yes, Card!
Here's my question, but it's a Sailor Moon question, so I'm sorry, Crystal.
No, it's fine. I get Sailor Moon. I get it.
All right.
No, you don't.
I've seen like 30 episodes.
All right.
Okay.
So Outer Senshi, Inner Senshi, my two favorites are Pluto and Saturn.
What is he talking about?
The Outer and the Inner Senshis.
Which are?
Like the outer and inner labia.
All right, so.
Okay.
Inner.
We have to cut off the line right here, so nobody else can come down, sorry.
Oh, this is rough. I always liked Jupiter because she beat up the boys. And outer is Neptune just because she's cunt and she's a lesbian.
Nice.
So Neptune is the lesbian, all right.
Yes, and she dated the one that looks like Justin Bieber. But you never got that far. You gave up before you got to the good shit.
All right. So you're right. I didn't know this. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And for the gifts.
You didn't even try.
What do you want me to say? You want me to make some shit up? I don't know.
That's what I do when we talk about football.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Caroline. I also drove up from Portland, which is...
Shout out to Portland.
Shout out to Portland.
Also incredibly white. So nice to see... I mean, it sucks. It sucks. So it's nice to see all these black faces. So I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I love how much you guys love Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what your guys' favorite spots were in Atlanta.
I don't. Typically, when I go to Atlanta, I just go to somebody's house and get high.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of time outside, so I don't know if I can give you like a favorite Atlanta hangout. I do know the first time I went to Magic City, I was forever changed.
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful, Magic City soft women with like big asses, and they give you hugs, and their titties are out, and it's lemon pepper wings.
Magic City made me realize I was gay.
It was just, it was phenomenal. And I don't even like films like that, but that was a great night. And I didn't even tip her a lot. I gave her like $20, and she still gave me a hug, so... It's like she knew I was broke. That was a good time though. Love Atlanta.
Fuck. So I have to say Lenox only because I like people watching. And it's fun. I always see something in that mall that's just like, this is so great. Like, because it's so bad. And I also, the last time when we went to Atlanta for Tay's birthday, we went to some roller skating rink in the ghetto. I couldn't tell you, which is not Cascade. It wasn't that one. I think that may have been the one that we went to. And it was...
She said, yeah, if it's a rink in the hood, that's where you went.
And so, how do you know that?
Were you there?
Okay. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun because I haven't been to, I love to roller skate and you don't have many opportunities to do that in the city. And then obviously, like, you're skating and then listening to, like, Atlanta Trap at the same time.
Yes.
It's a gift. So, yeah, awesome. Those are mine.
Yeah. Piedmont Park on a Sunday afternoon to Gay Watch. That's fun.
Gay watching is the best in Atlanta.
Because like, Atlanta's got a lot of different gay varieties.
And they show out. It's
like
so
an oatmeal variety pack. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Ooh. Hi, my name is Mariam. I have not seen this many black people since.
Okay, all y'all are so excited to see these niggas. Like,
y'all are really like deprived of blackness. Like,
what is going on at this bitch? They're like, my God, Jesus. All of these black faces in one time. Oh my God, it's Christmas.
I live up north and in Shoreline. It's like 20 minutes away from here. It's not that far, not as far as Bellingham. But I work in Shoreline as well, and I work at a Starbucks, and Starbucks is typically very, very white.
We know.
Yeah.
And all my coworkers, except for two others, are of color. One is a wonderful black lady named Kailani, and I've seen her like once, and I've been working there for 2 months, which I find really sad. But the other guy that works there, he is Hispanic, and one day, this was one of my first couple days working there, he was like, in the back, and he was talking to my manager, and he was like, so I see we hired another N-word here. And...
Bitch at Starbucks? Wow. And so, what happened?
She wants to know which one. We need to know how. Finish the story.
She said her real name, y'all. She got to be careful.
And my manager is a white lady who isn't too bad. She's a wonderful person. She hired me, so she can't be too bad.
All right.
So. And I need a job, so I haven't thought about quitting. But how do I deal with working in a situation around a bunch of people who?
Yeah, what did she say?
So he said you had another nigga and you just, and so So she said...
I went to the back just to put a dish down, so I didn't stay there very long, and they obviously would have noticed if I stood there. So I didn't catch what she said.
So you didn't hear her response to that?
Huh?
You didn't hear her response to that?
No, I couldn't. If I would have lost my job.
But he clearly wasn't fired. He clearly was not fired.
Obviously not, yeah.
Right.
He definitely still works there.
So as great as you think this white lady may be, she... clearly is not that great because she let your coworker call you a nigga to her face.
And does that she know that you heard him?
She doesn't. No one does, actually.
So which Starbucks is it now?
Right, huh?
What can we help you with?
The thing that annoys me about this is that, like, I understand the, like Crystal said, where many of us go to jobs that we hate or kind of sort of like or whatever, even jobs you love, and there are some things that you just have to deal with because you need your job. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if this shoe was on a white foot, then it would be different because they would be, excuse me, what did you say? It's pumpkin spice season. I don't have to take this shit from you, bitch. Like,
exactly.
You know, so I don't understand the point in not feeling, it's unfair to have to go to a job every day that's like whatever and then be uncomfortable or be disrespected. Like, I'm working here. Like, I'm not coming here and watching the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm working, so I at the very least deserve respect, and you can't be back here saying this shit. No way. Like, you, it's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like there
bitch,
are laws.
No.
At the very least you should say something because it's obviously still bothering you.
Yeah.
So maybe the next time you see him, be like, oh, so I heard you had a question about another nigga being hired. I'm here to answer that for you. If you want to go ahead and repeat that shit to my face, I would love to sit here and explain to you. And I would do it with the manager present too. Fuck her. Listen, white people are not, you're not, they're not allowed. Nobody's allowed to make you feel uncomfortable at work. And, okay. And the fact that they said that shit, regardless of whether you could hear or not, is wrong. So go ahead and make their asses feel uncomfortable right back. Because what are they really going to do? Be like, oh, well, you can't challenge us on saying nigga.
Yeah.
Bitch, this is Starbucks. Are you fucking joking me? Oh, kick all y'all's ass. See, don't do that. I always take it too far. I always go to the, I'll beat your ass.
And like,
don't do that.
He's Hispanic, so...
Yeah.
The real gag here is, like, you know they don't like you either, right? Like, they don't respect y'all neither. So get it together, you know, and you should be back here like, is there anything that you need? Madam, you good? All right, sister, great. Like, you should be out here doing the same thing because just like you want to call her and her a nigga, guaranteed when you ain't around, they're calling you whatever the fuck, spicks and whatever the fuck else, wetbacks, all that horrible shit. So why are you even, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Get back to work. Wash something.
Okay.
Good luck to you. What's
I had
real?
One more
Wash
question.
Something.
Could
shit.
I just get a hug from the two of you?
What?
Yeah,
no, I didn't hear. What did she say?
Because now, I mean, can we really say no? So.
Oh, sure. I missed it. Absolutely. Making all them goddamn coffees for these ungrateful bastards.
Good luck. Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Hi, Denise.
I want to say that I love you both.
Love
and that tonight looks like a black, you know, Afropunk up in here, and I'm really happy to
come
see
on, Afropunk,
all these alternative black people. I'm sorry, it's very cliche, but my question, before I get to my question, I actually want to tell you that I've been watching you since 2010, Kid Fury and Crystal, when you got on the scene in 13 with the read.
Come on, on the scene in 13.
Very,
I like
yes,
that.
From the, oh, and I'm a poet.
That sounds like a graduation slogan.
Yeah.
You've ever, never, I'm sorry.
So... I have another job question as well, and I was talking to my sis up here, Jacqueline, this week about microaggressions. I've been in operations for 10 years, and I've worked my way up from the bottom all the way to where I'm at right now. And I'm like the token black person in my department, and I'm a woman. So
all right.
I deal with a lot of different attitudes, and I feel like sometimes if I want to take time off from work or if there's things that I want to do, Even though I do my job well, I just got a raise. So it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing my job to the best of my ability, and right. It shows in my accolades. But when I want to take time off or if I want to do something, I get the backlash that my white counterparts don't get. And kind of, how do you deal with microaggression without being the black person with the attitude?
But see, the thing is that you are the black person with the attitude.
Oh,
just because you are the black person. So by default, right. You're scary and you have an attitude.
Right.
And you shouldn't be talked to in a certain right. Way because you know how them black girls are going to react. Like, you are already that person. So there's nothing you... I want y'all to let go of the idea that you need to talk a certain way or behave a certain way in order right. To be like a good enough Negro, because that's not the case.
Well,
like, I understand that you may not necessarily yeah. Feel that way, but... if somebody is going to attach that stereotype right. To you, they're going to do it regardless of how okay. You are. So, well, I mean, I hate to say just have an attitude, but...
I have another part of that, and I just want to actually bring up a Kid Fury video that I watch sometimes where he was in the store on a day that he got paid, and he was dancing. You know, he was like, I'm probably going to get fired. I have a lot of those moments where I have to step away, and I'm like, I'm probably going to get fired today, and
like
it might
I
be
told
payday. And
homeboy over here, I'm irresponsible. Like, I have always been the type of person who, and I say this to her all the time, I don't like anybody telling me what to do.
Yes.
Period. Work, outside of work, I have always... even when I was working a 9-to-5 or any type of job, I would make sure that I went home and like tried to update a blog or do whatever, do a YouTube video. So I get to a point where nobody, I didn't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah.
But that's literally because of situations like this where it's like, you know what, bitch? Like, I'm not gonna do, I would quit a job at like the drop of it. It would be like, you know what, bitch? I don't have to take this shit from you over our motherfucking iPhones out this bitch. Like, fuck you. You don't want to give me no promotion. You don't want to let me do this or that, but suck my dick. I'm out. Like, all the time, my mother was good, like, so what do you plan on doing? Because you ain't staying here. Right. So, like, what are you gonna do? And so, I don't know. I feel like in these situations, the whole idea, it's unfortunate that we as black people are afraid to speak up when we should speak up in moments like that, because yeah. We're afraid of how we'll be depicted, when really that whole entire thing is just a ploy to get us to shut up and accept, you know, prejudice. Because if I have the right to be angry, I'ma be angry. Like, right. What are you gonna do? If the shoe was on the other foot, like I just said, you would be more than angry. You would be out here with all the girls with their white shirts on and pickets, and they would be out here standing and or sitting in or doing whatever the fuck because Apple told you could have the part and you didn't get it. Right. Or whatever. It's just always, you know what I'm saying? But if we are actually being mistreated and we can't even have an attitude, just fix your goddamn face and get back to work, Denise, because nobody asked you your goddamn business. Stop being so sensitive.
Right.
Oh, everything isn't about race. Bitch, yes it is.
Thank you. It's just, when it's microaggressive, it's really hard to prove.
Right.
You know, and that's where my issue is, where it's like, I'm trying to prove discrimination. I've already had a problem at my previous employer where I was discriminated against. I was able to prove that, and that person was let go. I don't back down. But when right. It's microaggressive, it's like, how do you go about that as a black person and say, how do I protect myself?
I was just about to say that
yeah. That's
something she would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I
would just quit.
If you're talking about like keeping a paper trail or something that you can prove yeah. To HR that this is happening, then yeah. Yeah. You need to document every time this shit happens. You're probably going to have to send some emails and copy yeah. HR and shit and be like, I'm just letting y'all know. Once again, somebody came in here and asked if the fried chicken in the icebox was mine. And I'm so fucking sick of y'all shit.
Right.
Oh, yes. Every single time it happens, till your HR department is like, all right, okay, goddamn it, do we have to pull out some sensitivity tapes, something to get them to leave that black girl the fuck alone?
It would be one thing if you went to work and they're like, oh, you know, do you have that report? And they're like, oh, you white folk always asking me to do my goddamn job. What the fuck? Where are my reparations? Like, it would be one thing if that were the case. But if you were doing me wrong, I'm supposed to just be okay with that because I'm black and you don't want to be angry? No, fuck that. You need to, write like they're saying, make notes like Paranormal Activity, date, time, hour, everything. This is when it happened. This was the date. This is what I had on. And here goes another white person on vacation. Yeah. And here I am at the, in the cube. Or I'm in my office. I'm not. What's the problem? Here we are again in June 10th. Like,
just like that.
And that will be your evidence then, I guess.
Yeah. Good luck.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting. What's your name?
Nicole. I just want for the young lady who was just speaking, just so you know, every time I have a conversation, I take my phone out. I let my managers know I'm recording that conversation. I just to make myself feel comfortable.
I wouldn't even let them niggas know.
Right? On the table and record gets hit. I let them know it's very out in the open, but it makes me feel comfortable, and I got my evidence if anything ever goes funky.
And you would be amazed at the language people choose when they know they're on tape.
When they know
shit they changes watched. Up real fast.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, things get real proper.
I wouldn't even tell you. I would just let you speak at first, and as soon as I get what I need, I would be like, run me my money.
Yes.
So my question was, it's so funny because you actually said Viola Davis, and that was like one of the first things on my mind, because what I've seen to notice, and I don't know if it's just I'm noticing it more or, you know, it seems like the term white feminist now is a thing, right? Like that they're becoming so much more comfortable, right? But it seems like they're like becoming so much more comfortable and stepping out of their zone, like the, now I forgot that lady's name, who was stepping out her face to Viola Davis through the tweets after
nobody
her. It doesn't matter.
Name,
right? And then like...
Fired is her name. Suspended without pay is her
right?
name.
And then like Miley Cyrus and her foolishness.
Who was that?
Like,
a pop.
Oh, I know how you feel about her. I've been listening. But how do you, like, what is your opinion right now when it comes to, like, when they, to separating it, like, the white feminist movement? Like, the example that I have, I recently had a baby, and one of the things that I was using, like, every single app that you go into is so hard to even see a face. Even the babies that they put in the app is all white babies. And then in the groups where you go to try to chat and, like, talk about it, people are like, why is there a black breastfeeding week? There doesn't need, they're just separating themselves. And I'm just like, okay, because if you, and people were giving them the website to see the information, and they're like, I'm not going to the website. I'm not going to read the information. I just don't think it needs to exist. Well, then why are you asking the question if you don't want the information?
Right.
Because people were trying to provide it. And it just seemed like there's this push now to kind of jump up and say, black women, sit down. Stop looking for things for yourself. Stop looking to try to lift yourself up. And, like, you're just angry and shut up and, like, don't say anything. And, like, how do you feel, like, what do you feel like is a way to really combat that without, you know, of course, like you said, like, stop, you know, worrying about how you come off. But unfortunately, as soon as you open your mouth, if people are shutting you down, then what do you do, right?
You talk anyway. People do that to me all the time. Please. I go on Common Sense. And Charlamagne will sit there and say something dumb to me, and I will repeat to his ass over and over again, no, you are wrong, and this is why. Continue to talk. Don't let people shut you down with some bullshit. Oh, well, I know there's a whole website that explains Black Breastfeeding Week and why it's necessary, but I refuse to click. Well, bitch, shut your dumb ass up then. Like, you're not allowed to fucking talk. Don't contribute to the goddamn forum if somebody has answered your question and that's not good enough for you. Kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. Tell these bitches about themselves.
It's like, what do you want? What do you expect from me? It's like, so I'm supposed to then sit here and be like, okay, so this is obviously the first thing that any normal person would say, but I'm black. All right, so let me think of something else. Something nice. I should mention Taylor Swift or like...
Taylor Swift God. Would want
you to
click this
doing
link.
All that prep work when you could just be like, you're dumb. Get away from me. You know, it's just that simple. I don't give a fuck. Who cares?
I would never get anything done if I worried about how people were going to receive it. And I know white people like Andrew Schultz love to say shit like, oh, well, Crystal's message is correct, but her delivery is fucked up. Oh, I really don't give a fuck how you feel about my delivery, white man. You can kiss my ass. I talk the way I talk because I fucking want to. If you want to hear a black girl hold your hand and be nice and sweet, then listen to another goddamn show because I'm not her and I'm not trying to be. If you want it from a different perspective, then go find that perspective. But if you're going to get on a goddamn forum and say something stupid like, what's the point of black breastfeeding? Well, maybe because black women don't breastfeed their children as much and they need to raise awareness. And if you don't understand something like that and somebody provides a link and you refuse to go look at it, then you deserve to be called the stupid bitch that you are. And it's no reason for you to feel like, oh, I need to say that in a different way so as not to hurt her precious white feelings. Fuck her.
There you go.
You're welcome.
No, that's why I said it. Well, because when it came down to it, I said, look, if you really are interested in the information and not just butthurt that it's not something for you, then here's the link. But if you just butthurt, then go fuck yourself. And then they took my comment down when I put that. So I put it back up.
Of course they did.
I put it back up and I took the last line out and they left it up that time. And I'm like, all right, that's where the, all right, I crossed the line. Let me pull it
Man.
Back. Like, sometimes you just... It's like you're just being, I see you saying other people were posting it and they're just like, I'm not going to read it. Okay, well then you can leave. Like, I don't know.
Like, we don't have to be any type of, we don't have to coat anything in sugar for y'all. I'm not doing this shit anymore. If white people were all nice and calm and sweet and they weren't combative and shit, they wouldn't have stole this whole entire goddamn country. Like, y'all have been using evil and murder and anger and shit to get whatever the fuck you wanted for motherfucking centuries. So shut your ass. That's what you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Love
Congratulations
you.
On the baby.
It's like you just have to get to a point where you're like, yes, this is a thing that happens and it is very bad and I either don't give a fuck or I do, let's do something about it. It's so annoying to just be like, oh, y'all are just so angry and I don't get why. Like, oh my, like, you weren't a slave. Like, you didn't have to pick anything. You've got Fruit of the Loom. It's like, you don't have to pick cotton. It's right there for you. You've already got a V-neck and everything. It's just like, shut up. Just be quiet.
Hi. Hi, my name's Miriam. I'm from Tacoma.
All right.
Turn up.
Tacoma.
Obviously, I love you guys. You guys are fantastic, funny, smart, and you guys talk about so many things that are important that other people don't talk about. But I have kind of a cheesy question. You guys have great taste in music. What are some of your favorite movie soundtracks?
Soul Food.
Thank you.
Waiting to Exhale. I mean,
Waiting to Exhale is really fucking good.
The Waiting to Exhale soundtrack is a sound. It's the soundtrack.
Yeah. Idlewild soundtrack is really good. Fuck, now I can't think of nothing. Oh, American Gangster. That is a good one.
Who?
American Gangster.
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
I was not a fan of Love Jones.
A Goofy Movie. Tevin Campbell had two hits on that bitch, okay?
I mean, you better get your life together. If we're including Disney, then you have to say The Lion King. It's one of the best Disney soundtracks.
What?
The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, The Lion King is immaculate. Girl, you tried that.
17 again with Sister Sister.
Do you remember? With Sister Sister.
Not even Tia and Tamara.
Not even Tia and Tamara.
Woo! Oh God, yes, Sister Act. Oh yes.
Oh shit.
Sister Act
Good
was
one.
Iconic.
He ate that.
Bitch, that one performance at the end. Do you know how many times me and my cousin sat there and watched that and did that? Joyful, joyful, yes! Hearts on fire.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. And in my life, I put it was like.
You down with G-O-D?
Yeah, you know me.
Hey! He was the first Macklemore.
Y'all are so black.
Oh, y'all. I forgot he's from here, I guess. That's not your fault.
Thank you. That was,
probably those.
Yeah, I feel like we named... Oh, I didn't like... I'd like the Brown Sugar Brown soundtrack, Sugar. But I hate that goddamn movie.
I don't remember
I know,
that
I'm
one.
Not black.
I watched The Kingsman after you said it was a good movie. I thought it had
Who?
A good soundtrack. The Kingsman.
Yeah, The Kingsman did have a good soundtrack. Oh, and fuck. I can't remember.
Prince of Egypt just had that one good song.
The Prince of Egypt had Whitney and Mariah.
It had Whitney and Mariah.
That,
that does not make the whole soundtrack. You could have said that one song.
Oh, you
when
know
you
what?
Believe.
Guardians of the Galaxy randomly had a really good soundtrack. It was all 80s music and shit, bitch. Don't
great.
Play with me like that, okay?
You can
it
feel
was
how
good.
You, want.
You just have to be knowing. That's all. That's all that is. Oh, and everything that Shonda Rhimes does.
Shonda Rhimes does pick some good songs on her shows.
Shonda Rhimes should have a Scandal soundtrack.
Thank you. Those were so many good answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody who got up and asked a question tonight.
Hey guys, let's take one more break, this time to talk about NatureBox. Imagine this, you walk into a grocery store and find an aisle full of snacks personalized just for you. It's full of your favorites and all the things you absolutely love. Now imagine if you didn't even have to leave the couch. Well, imagine no more, because NatureBox can make your dream a reality today. You know you're going to be tempted to snack, and NatureBox says go ahead and give into that temptation, but in a smart way that makes you feel great. NatureBox has some of the greatest snacks on the planet, and it makes your snacky dream a reality and will change the way you snack forever. I love the peanut butter nom noms, as well as the Big Island pineapple, and of course the spicy sriracha roasted cashews that Kifuri and I both could not get enough of. But NatureBox has over 100 ridiculously delicious snacks to choose from that get delivered directly to your doorstep. It's full of flavor but without any of the junk, and there's zero chance of getting bored because they release brand new choices every single month. Plus, they have a smart snack guarantee, so if there's ever anything you don't love, let the helpful folks over at NatureBox know, and they will replace it in the next month's box. It could not be easier, and right now you can enjoy your first box of NatureBox snacks on them, but only at naturebox.com/the read, and only if you act fast. So head to naturebox.com/the READ right now to unbox a world of taste and possibility. One more time, that's naturebox.com/the read for your first box of beyond tasty hand-picked snacks sent direct to your doorstep. And now let's wrap up the show.
So it's time for the read.
It is. And like we mentioned earlier, so today in Los Angeles, there was an event held called the Slut Walk.
Oh, so she had it.
Yes.
Okay.
That happened today. This is not the first time a Slut Walk has occurred. It's been going on for like, I think probably 5 years or so. But this one garnered a bunch of attention because Amber Rose was part of it. Like, she was the head cheerleader or something. I don't know what you call it. The number one bitch at the show.
Head cheerleader.
Yeah, she was like the one everybody was there to see. She was like basically the spokesperson for the event. And this came about after a whole bunch of bullshit between her and Kim and Kanye. And don't nobody want to go back through all that. But Kanye said something about how he had to take 30 showers after he got done fucking with her. Or some bullshit, and Amber got in her feelings, and so now here we are today. So the thing about the Slut Walk is that it was organized to...
I'm sorry. I love how every time you do a read of the live shows, people just automatically record, because they know they're going home with a blessing. She's about to speak. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you for that. So the whole reason that the Slut Walk was founded was to protest the fact that rape culture is still very pervasive and a huge part of society, and to say, listen, stop blaming women for the fact that they're being raped. Stop saying, oh, well, she shouldn't have had that on, or she shouldn't have been at that club, or she shouldn't have been alone, or whatever the fuck else. Like, stop trying to justify the rape and start saying, hey, men, keep your dicks to yourselves and don't stick them in places where didn't nobody ask you to stick them, which is a simple motherfucking concept, but talking to straight men about this shit has proven to be so very difficult that these women had to go ahead and just start this whole ass movement about, you know, just respect women, respect our bodies, respect victims, and don't blame them for the shit that happens to them. This should be a simple enough concept. But of course, this year, since Amber Rose is part of it, it's garnered all this extra attention. And now everybody's ashy ass baby daddy on Twitter is talking about, well, what's the point of a fucking slut walk? And I can't even believe you bitches would be at an event called a slut walk. And nah, my daughter could fucking never. And that's what you hoes get for being at something called a slut walk anyway, and completely missing the fucking point. The issue, like, what is really at the heart of this issue is that as much as y'all love to fuck women and fuck with their feelings and get your dick sucked and whatever the fuck else, none of you want to actually sit down and say, hey, we have a very real fucking problem with people disrespecting women and acting like the shit that happens to them is of no importance. You don't get to fuck with women and fuck with their feelings and then say fuck you as a person and nothing else about you matters. You don't get to use and abuse and point the finger and constantly denigrate and make them feel like they are terrible, horrible fucking people for just being sexual. The thing that confuses me about straight men is that you don't want women to be hoes, but you want them to fuck. Where the fuck... So what exactly are they supposed to do? All of y'all want a bitch who's the nastiest hoe in the world and she does tricks you ain't never heard of before and pussy stay wet and can suck dick for 30 minutes or whatever. I don't know. This is the shit I hear straight people say. I don't get y'all's life. I don't understand the way y'all operate. But this is the thing y'all want. Y'all sit there and you talk all day about sex and women and asses and titties and it's like sex is the only thing on your mind. But let a woman actually own her own sexuality and say, hey, I'm my own goddamn person. These are my titties and my pussy, and if I choose to have them out or if I choose to be covered from head to toe, bitch, you still can't fucking touch me. And you have a problem with that because y'all are a bunch of fuck niggas. You don't get to tell women that they are not in charge of their own fucking bodies. You don't get to tell women, oh, well, if you hadn't had them short-ass shorts on, then maybe nobody would have touched you, or if you hadn't have been such and such place, or if you hadn't had so much to drink, or if you had had a fucking buddy. How come none of you so-called good guys who never do anything wrong to women, who never disrespect women, who are always kind in public, and you don't do no street harassing and all that shit, how come can't none of y'all be bothered to speak up when you see your dumbass friends commenting online and say, hey nigga, sit your stupid ass down for 1 second and fucking listen? Just because you don't like the title slut walk and you don't understand why any woman want to call her that does not mean you get to disrespect the people in attendance. The truth of the matter is that if all y'all were doing was calling us sluts and hoes, then you know what? That would be one thing. If that was as far as the damage went, then okay. All right, you call me a slut. My feelings are hurt. I guess I'll have to pack up and move on with my day somehow. But this idea that women should do X, Y, Z or else they deserve what happens to them permeates into every other aspect of this culture. It's the reason police don't believe rape victims when they come to them. It's the reason rape victims don't report it most of the time any goddamn way. It's the reason most rapists never go to prison for their fucking crime. It's the reason this whole, well, you shouldn't have done this, is the reason that this shit keeps getting worse and worse. And black men are the main ones clowning black women for trying to own our bodies when let white people say some shit to you like pull up your pants or get shot, and then all of a sudden you fucking get it. That's what I don't understand about you niggas. If you can understand, no, because that's fucked up. We it's all hands up, don't shoot, and don't let no Mike Brown happen, and don't let no Trayvon happen, because we all out in the fucking streets, and white people don't get to tell us this, and we're allowed to be human beings and flawed, and we can walk down the goddamn street and all this, but let the topic turn to women, and all of a sudden y'all act just like the white people you claim to can't stand. Respect the fact that women are people. Women are not walking vaginas for you to be turned on by. Nobody owes you excitement. It is nobody's job to be attractive for you. You going online, I'm about to get off into a whole nother fucking tangent. But you going on the internet and some girl putting up pictures and you decide to come out your crusty ass, ashy ass mouth and tell her that she ain't cute and she ain't all that and she too big for this and her weave ain't this. Nigga, nobody exists for your goddamn approval. I don't get on the internet. I don't go outside. I don't dress or put on my makeup for your goddamn satisfaction. I could give a good goddamn motherfuck how you feel about me. You're not turned on by me? That's not my goddamn problem. Because I'm not here for your pleasure and I really don't give a fuck. So sitting up and telling women, oh well, don't do this, and that's exactly what deserves to happen to you bitches, and maybe if y'all would fuck with a nice man like me instead of fucking with these fuckboys all the time, maybe you could have a loving relationship. But since you don't, I hope your ass get raped anyway. That's what the fuck is nice about that? How is that a nice guy thing? Accept the fact that women do not exist for your pleasure. Women are their own autonomous human beings. And if a woman says, hey, this vagina belongs to me, and you're not allowed to touch it, and I don't care if I have on a mini skirt or some goddamn clogs, bitch, jeans, a hoodie, fucking scarf. I don't give a good goddamn. You're not allowed to touch me. Except the fact that I'm my own person. Because you want white people to see the humanity in you when it comes down to you and a police officer on a lonely street. I want to feel the same goddamn way. I shouldn't be just as scared of a black man as I am a white man on the street at night. Leave us the fuck alone and value us as fucking people. And instead of just asking dumbass questions or making stupid statements when you don't understand something, go ahead on that smartphone and pull up Google, look at Slut Walk, and it's right there on the first goddamn page. All your ignorant ass questions answered. You could have avoided all this had you just looked it up. Just but shut the fuck up and stop Google being a dumb nigga.
Just Google it.
Well, that's what I did. What's the point of a slut walk? Well, why would you even call yourself a slut if you're not a slut? I mean, so now I guess you just want everybody to call you a... Google it, nigga! Google it!
Just look it up.
I mean, Wikipedia can tell you to the day how slut walk started. The whole backstory is right there. If you would just look it up instead of going on the internet and saying something stupid and then wondering why you got everybody in your mentions and on your Instagram comments clowning you because you said something dumb instead of looking up the answer first. Stop doing that bullshit.
It's not about, I feel like it's not really about facts or knowledge or logic anymore. It's just about like... being heard or having your whack-ass opinion seen or playing the devil's advocate or whatever other corny, lame, dumb shit you niggas be doing. But
they never ask questions in a way that would be like, hey, I'm genuinely interested and would like to know more. It's always like, well, why are you dumbass, nasty pussy hoes at an event called Slut Walk anyway? You frame your question like that and then you wonder why women get mad. Just like a dumbass.
So
that's my read for this week.
I don't really have a read. I do, we're almost out of time anyway, but I do really want to quickly say, because of this, I think, popped up in my head earlier, and you just made me think of it again. So I guess to piggyback off of that, I want to say two things. First would be, black women, when you see our black men online talking about how much they hate black girls and they just love white women because of whatever X, Y, Z, and or they don't like dark women, they only like light skin, or they like them to look like all of Lil Wayne's baby mamas or whatever, like, you know, exotic, whatever that means. Like, I feel like we're at a place now where we have to just let them ignorant ass niggas be ignorant. And when you really think about it, if those type of men, fuckboys clearly, are not attracted to you, you win. Like, there's no reason to even be mad about that.
That's real.
Because it's just like, okay, well, go and be Becky's burden then, bitch. Because what, like... you're not displaying any type of trait that would make me wanna be with you anyway. Like, clearly you ignorant, you dumb, you don't love your mama, or maybe you don't respect her. Maybe there's some issues there, and that's what I don't know you, and I don't care. I'm not responsible for your knowledge, and I'm not responsible for your, I'm not your motherfucking teacher. I'm not a Yanla. I'm not the Oracle. It's not my responsibility. I have my own shit to do, bitch. I've got to go to work. I have to pay my motherfucking rent. I got to go grocery shopping, bitch. Scandal come on right in front of How to Get Away with Murder, right after Heroes Reborn. I don't have time to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm booked, bitch. I have a schedule. I have things, you know, like... so play your games with your white girls then. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all pretty much just want to piss off their daddies anyway, girls. So you're going to give them plenty of reason to be pissed. Have a ball. You're not my problem. And I feel like it's because, you know, a lot of black women feel like black men should be more protective of them. And they should, absolutely. And you do have plenty of good black men that are, you know, protective of black women. But then you just have some dumbass niggas who are ignorant as fuck, and that's everywhere. So homeboy, if that's what you want out of life, good riddance. Please don't get upset with these niggas. Please don't argue with them so they can say some more dumb shit about how you ain't shit. And look how this is why I don't want to date you now. You're so mad. It's like, you're just perpetuating the same shit that they think about you. So go and have a ball and see if you make it to 2 Christmases at Madison's house.
Woo. That's real, because her daddy's not having that. Her daddy's not having that.
The only other thing I wanted to say is it has been a very rough few weeks for me. I lost my grandmother like 2 weeks ago or so. And I just wanted to dedicate this show and this episode to her because I know it's going to go up or whatever. Oh, I think that this episode's going to air. So.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be on the podcast. Probably should have told y'all that.
So, yeah. It hasn't really... Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Should we have opened with that?
She was like, ooh, wait a minute.
I mean, but she needs it, you know? She
needs
the bitter
truth. You just need to go home and have that conversation with your sister before next Thursday.
Because you came out here and went off on her too, so.
Yay! Love the read.
So yes, about my grandmother.
Right.
But yes, it hasn't really hit me yet, and it's really rough, and it has been really rough, and I just want to acknowledge. Luckily, I got to say these things to her when she was alive, but she is the reason I am who I am today. She was the type of person who was like, summer break, like, here's this book, read it cover to cover, you have a week, and I want a 5-paragraph essay. Like, she was that type of woman. She was a teacher. She taught my father and all that kind of stuff. So she was just the person who was very, very hard on me, and she would say things to me like, I don't want to see you leaving the house without a belt on. I want you to have your pants up here. I want, like, don't sit with your mouth open. You look dumb. She would say things to me like that, that when I'm like 10, I'm thinking, what is your problem, lady? Like, why are you so hard on me? But she always told me, like, when you get your black and you'll be a black man in this country, and you have to be prepared for X, Y, and Z. And when you're a child, you hear those things. Black kids usually kind of get it, but you don't really get it until you are grown and you are out here. And so I just appreciate, and I am publicly appreciating her for preparing me for all of that shit, because if it wasn't for her, I don't even feel like we would have this podcast, because I would be lost. So, you know, it's rough and it sucks. Thank you, though, for all of the kind words and things of that nature. And yeah.
It's very sweet.
So that's the read, Seattle. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Seattle, for coming out. Say hi to Snapchat.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So that was The Read live in Seattle. I sure hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you check us out at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read. St. Louis, don't forget, we are coming to your city on October 17th. Tickets available at thereadlive.com. Also, Kid Fury's Trilloween is coming to New York City and D.C. Tickets also available at thereadlive.com right now. And we will see y'all next week.